Future fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Here comes Dick Tracy now. Dick Tracy, that fearless detective you read about in your daily paper, is with us again in another thrilling, electrically transcribed adventure brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Those two delicious, ready-to-eat cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. That's the sound you hear when the big Quaker guns are making puffed wheat and puffed rice. By this special Quaker process, the hard little kernels of sun-ripened wheat and rice are exploded into plump, crisp, delicious Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice, 8 times the original size. That's why they look and taste so different from ordinary cereals, and why they're so specially good for you. All the tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are exploded, unlocked, so that you get their quick energy much more easily. So to get lots of trigger-fast energy, to help make you quick-thinking and quick-acting like Dick Tracy wants you to be, have a big dish of delicious, refreshing puffed wheat one day, and then puffed rice the next. Look in the pantry right now to make sure Mother has some of those famous red and blue packages there. And if you don't see any, ask her to get some of each for you right away from the grocer displaying the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol headquarters sign. And now for Dick Tracy. In our last episode, we heard how Pat and the miners who were dog sledding to Peel River were rescued from the snowslide which buried them, a snowslide caused by Vernon Kyle. After rescuing Pat and the others, Tracy went to Kyle's headquarters to have a showdown with the outlaw. But before Tracy arrived, Kyle received a note from a man calling himself the Purple Rider and threatening to appear at 9 o'clock that evening. Promptly on the stroke of 9, the door of Kyle's headquarters was kicked open. And there stood the Purple Rider. Listen.
Dick, look.
Yes, Pat? It's the Rider. The Purple Rider. He's got the drop on us.
Yes, Tracy, I've got the drop on you. 2 guns, my friends, and they'll go to work if any one of you makes one wrong move.
Tracy, I didn't believe you when you said you weren't the Purple Rider. I see I was wrong.
Well, there are lots of other things you're wrong about, Kyle.
Tracy, you have something there. So, Vernon Kyle, you fool, you thought Tracy was the Purple Rider.
Where's Baldy? What'd you do with him?
I told you in my last note you'd never see Baldy again. You never will. And that note you found in your cigarette case, I told you I'd be here promptly at 9 tonight and I'd take another of your men with me. It's exactly 9 o'clock, Vernon Kyle.
Who are you? Take off that purple hood.
Never mind who I am. All you need to know is that I'm not a friend of yours. You'd know me, Vernon Kyle, if you could see my face. We've met before.
What are you going to do? What do you want?
Vernon Kyle, I want to see you tortured as you've tortured others. I'm going to make you pay. Pay separately for every sin you've committed against mankind. First, I'm going to deprive you of your men. One by one. I'm going to remove this gang that's done your dirty work for you and protected you. One by one, Vernon Kyle, I shall take them with me. Then, Vernon Kyle, when you're all alone, I shall come for you. You can't stop me, and you can't escape me, and you can't harm me. I can see you're a little worried, Kyle. Don't try that, Mr. Tracy.
You're pretty sharp, Purple Rider. I thought I saw my chance.
I intend no harm to you, Tracy.
Yes, I know. You implied as much in your note. Well, I appreciate your motives, and I'm grateful for the fact that you're trying to help me. But you're not going about it the right way. You've taken the law into your own hands, and I can't permit that.
You have no choice, Mr. Tracy.
Perhaps not. You might as well know now that I'm going to do all in my power to stop you.
You must do your duty as you see it, Mr. Tracy. And I have my duty as I see it. I'm going to rid the world of such people as Vernon Kyle and his outlaws. I said that people. I meant Vernon. The world'll be a better place without him, and you must agree to that, Mr. Tracy.
Yes, I know, but...
Then we have no quarrel that I can see. We both agree that Vernon Kyle and his men must be put out of the way. We only disagree in the manner of doing it.
You can't get away with this. Whoever you are, I'll get you for it.
Stop blustering, Kyle. You. What's your name?
Me?
Yes, you.
Everybody calls me Bill.
Well, Bill, How would you like to go where Baldy went to?
Where did Baldy go to?
You'll find out, Bill. And now, you're coming with me.
No, no, listen. For the love of Pete, be reasonable.
Bill, I can name many occasions when someone begged you for mercy, and you didn't give it. Someone who wanted to go on living as much as you do, but whose life served a better and more useful purpose. Say goodbye to your friends. You'll never see them again.
You men, stop him. Don't let him get away with us.
We'll see you later.
Nor will you. You men, take a look at Kyle now. Take a good look at the man you've been working for, and you'll begin to see Mr. Kyle in his real colors. Rather a bright yellow, I'd call it. All right, Bill, move.
Listen, I...
Move!
Yeah, sure.
Goodbye, gentlemen. I will call again very soon, Vernon Kyle, for another of your men. Farewell. Farewell.
Look out, Pat. Let me go after him.
Don't be a fool, Dick. It's sure to get
out of my way, Pat.
Yahoo!
Too late now. He's gone. Well, Kyle, you don't look very comfortable.
It's all a trick scheme to frighten me away. Well, you won't get away with it, either of you. A lot of hocus-pocus, and you know it. I'll get that purple rider before he gets me. Mark my words, Tracy. I'll get him before he gets me.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Kyle.
Any word from Bill or Baldy yet, Kyle?
No, not yet.
Looks like the purple rider meant what he said, all right. We'll never see him again, Baldy or Bill. Who do you think will be next?
Stop that kind of talk. I tell you, Tracy's behind that purple rider trying to scare us into leaving town. Well, he's going to find out we don't scare that easy.
What are you going to do?
Tracy thinks he's got me buffaloed. Well, we'll see about that. He's having this purple rider pick us off one by one. We won't just sit around waiting to be picked off. Maybe we'll do some picking off ourselves.
You mean you're going to...
If Tracy can send someone around to capture people so can I. Capturing Tracy may be too great a risk. Besides, he don't scare easy. He may have an iron nerve, but there's one thing he wouldn't be able to hold out against. And that's the kid.
No, I don't get you, boss.
Well, suppose we were to get hold of that kid, huh? Grab him while Tracy wasn't around. How do you suppose Tracy would feel then? What do you think he'd do?
Gee, I don't know, boss.
Well, I'll tell you. Tracy's crazy about that kid. If we held the kid where Tracy couldn't get to him, he'd do anything we wanted him to do. We'd be able to twist Tracy around our little finger. And that's just what we're going to do. And listen to me.
Yeah, go on, Vern.
You know that hideout up in the hills, about 3 miles?
You mean the one on the edge of the precipice?
Yeah, that's the one. You're going to get hold of that kid, Junior, and take him up there. And you're going to keep him there till I tell you what to do with him.
Sure, but how are we going to get a hold of that kid?
That's simple. Every afternoon, Captain McKeon takes that kid out riding. I know, because I've seen them together lots of times. Well, now, this is what you're going to do.
Oh, gee, Captain McKeon, it certainly is great up here in the mountains.
Yeah, isn't it, though? Junior, the man who first saw this and said it was God's country knew what he was talking about. He must have been a city man who came up here and saw these hills and the open prairies and compared them with what he had come from. Why, you can breathe out here.
Well, there are lots of things about the city I like, too.
Oh, yes, I suppose there are things a fella can like there, but... Look off down there, and what of you, The whole town of Pitchblende lying before you.
Yeah. Those are the Pitchblende deposits over there, aren't they, Captain?
Yeah, that's right.
Say, tell me, Captain McKean, who first discovered radium?
Well, as near as I know, it was first discovered by a Polish scientist, a woman named Curie, Madame Curie. Well, she and her husband worked years searching for radium, and they finally discovered it in the substance called pitchblende. Well, they discovered another substance in pitchblende, too, but you don't hear much about it, and yet it's just as important and just as rare.
Well, what is that, Captain?
Oh, it's a substance called polonium. Madame Curie called it that after her native land, Poland.
Oh.
There was a woman for you, Junior. Probably one of the greatest that ever lived. She and her husband worked night and day for many years before they isolated radium, as they called it.
Gee, they must have made lots of money with their discovery.
No, they didn't. They gave their discovery to the world, Junior, and didn't ask a penny in return. They felt that radium was too important for the world's happiness to be used just for personal profit. And that's the real scientific spirit, you know.
That's the kind of spirit Vernon Kyle and his men haven't got.
Yeah, Kyle thinks radium was brought into the world for his own special benefit.
Yeah.
He thinks he can turn it into a personal racket. But he'll find out he can't get away with it. Well, youngster, the sun's going down. I think we'd better start back, hmm? Tracy will start to wonder what's happened to us if we don't.
Okay. I'll race you to the foot of the hill.
No, no, you won't. You're getting to be a good rider, but you're not that good. Now, you wait a while before you try and gallop a horse downhill.
Well, I remember what you told me about riding a horse downhill. To lean back and throw my weight against his haunches so he won't trip or stumble.
That's right, but you'll have to get more accustomed to the saddle before you try that at a gallop. Why, I remember when I was a boy about your age, I...
Say, Captain, what was that?
Sounded like shooting. Hey, it is shooting.
Gosh!
Hey, there's trouble over there, Junior. I've got to see what it is.
I'll come with you, Captain.
No, wait here. There's shooting going on, and I don't want anything to happen to you.
But, Captain, I'll be all right.
You stay here. Get Tracy. He'd skin me alive if he knew I exposed you to danger.
I'll
be back in a moment. Come on, get up. Come on.
Gee, the way Captain McKean and Dick treat me, you'd think I was a kid or something. Gee, I wonder what's going on over there. I wonder who these men on horseback are. They're coming over here.
You're the crazy Junior, ain't you?
Yeah, what about it?
All right, boys, bring him along.
Okay.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Kid.
What's the idea,
You'll
fellas?
You'll find out, kid. You'll find out. Just come quiet, that's all.
Say, listen, what do you think you're trying to do,
huh? You're going to be tough, huh? Well, I'll soon change that.
Come on, are you? You're not going to take me without a fight.
Come on. I got him, boys.
We got his arms. Grab him, the rest of you. Come on, now.
You won't keep me long. Not when Dick finds out about this.
All right, boys, all right. Let's get going. That Mountie will be back any minute. Anyway, we've got what we came for.
Come on, girl. Look at that.
With Junior captured by Vernon Kyle and his gang, the situation indeed has become desperate. What will be Tracy's next move? And by the way, do you know who the Purple Rider really is? Now you see if you can figure it out. And now, fellows and girls, you're all invited to attend our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially delicious cereals that are shot from guns to give you trigger-fast food energy. And Pat Patton is acting president today in Junior's absence.
The meeting will come to order. And today, Dick Tracy has a special assignment for you patrol members.
I'll read it to you. Listen. To all members of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol and of the National Girls Division, on this day, April 14th, 1938, you are officially appointed to the rank of Patrol Safety Officer. In that capacity, you are to use your influence to promote safety among the boys and girls in your neighborhood. To do this, first, set a good example yourself by obeying traffic lights, by not playing in streets, alleys, roads, or other thoroughfares, and by looking both ways carefully before you cross the street. Second, caution other fellows and girls who endanger their lives by playing in the streets or by being careless at crossings. This is a definite and important patrol activity to which you are now officially assigned, Dick Tracy, Commander-in-Chief.
So wear your official members or officer's badge to show that you're a duly appointed safety patrol officer.
And if you haven't got the official Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol badge yet, join now. It's easy. You just send two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops with your name and address printed on a plain piece of paper to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago. If you're a boy, be sure to write the word boy at the top of the page. And if you're a girl, write Girls Division and mail it with your two box tops to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Then Dick sends you your official badge, your secret code book, and patrol pledge.
And at the same time, you're getting lots of trigger-fast food energy every day from your swell breakfast of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, because those two different delicious cereals are shot from guns. So ask Mother now to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's right away.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at the same time. There goes Dick Tracy now. That is all.